Black Sun is in utter disorder, Palpatine told Higo Damask as they strolled among the sightseers that crowded Monument Plaza. Hundreds were clustered around the summit of Umate, which jutted from the center of the bowl-shaped park, and mixed being groups of others were trailing tour guides toward the old Senate Agora or the Galactic Museum. Prince Zizor and Size Frome will inherit the dregs.
Again, the Zabrak proves his value, Damask said. You trained him well.
Perhaps not well enough, Palpatine said after a moment. While I was questioning him about a wound he received, he confessed to having divulged his identity to Alexei Garen. Angling his mask away from Palpatine, Damask said,
Garen is dead. What does it matter now?
The Mune's flippant tone put Palpatine further on edge, but his composure held. This may be the last time I'm permitted to appear in public without armed escort, he said in a casual way. When Queen Amidala informed me of Varuna's unexpected death, she mentioned that her new chief of security, a man named Panaka, will be taking unprecedented steps to ensure the safety of all Naboo diplomats. The Queen, for example, is to be surrounded by a clutch of handmaidens, all of whom resemble her to some extent.
And you're to be chaperoned at all times? That won't do.
I'll convince Panaka otherwise. They stopped to watch a group of younglings at play under one of the plaza's banners. Plagueis indicated a nearby bench, but Palpatine's disquiet wouldn't allow him to sit.
Did the Queen express any concern about the presence of so many Trade Federation freighters?
Palpatine shook his head. The fleet is holding at the edge of the system, awaiting word from me to jump to Naboo. As angry as Gunray is about the taxation legislation, I had to convince him that Naboo is significant enough to ensure galactic interest in the blockade. I assured him that Amidala will not allow her people to suffer, and that before a month has elapsed, she will sign a treaty that will make Naboo and Naboo's plasma property of the Trade Federation. The transpirator concealed Damask's smile, but it was clear that he liked what he heard.
While Valorum dithers, Senator Palpatine garners the sympathy of the electorate.
He tracked Palpatine.
Is it not a measure of our success that we can award worlds as if they were mere business contracts?
A group of well-dressed Twi'leks sauntered by, gaping at Palpatine in recognition. That he should openly fraternize with a Mune was an indication of the power and influence of both beings. It was Damask who had stressed the importance of their being seen together in public. And so, in the weeks since the Mune had arrived on Coruscant, they had dined on several occasions at the Minari and other exclusive restaurants, and had attended recitals at both the Coruscant and Galaxy's operas. Most recently, they had been present at an elite gathering in 500 Republica, hosted by Senator Orn Frita, at which Plagueis had overheard the Rutian Twi'lek discussing plans to nominate Palpatine for the chancellorship. Next on their busy agenda was a political rally scheduled to take place on Coruscant's Perlemian Orbital Facility, where potential candidates for the office of Supreme Chancellor would have a chance to mingle with corporation executives, lobbyists, campaigners, and even some Jedi masters.
A blockade followed by an actual invasion isn't likely to win the Trade Federation any new allies. But if nothing else, we'll be able to assess the performance of Gunray's droid army and make adjustments as necessary.
Through their own carelessness, the Nymordians managed to compromise their secret foundries on Eos and Alaris Prime, Palpatine said, letting some of his exasperation show.